I welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the John Sung Memorial Auditorium and Chapel. Did you know this? That where you're sitting, this auditorium and chapel is named after John Sung. So it is my blessing and privilege to speak according to my orders in 30 minutes, the lifetime of a man of God, John Sung, man of the book. He is a man who exemplified complete, total trust and confidence in the book of God. His original name was Sung Shang Jie. I tried to find the meaning of it, but I'm told it is a mystery. So he called himself John, because the first John the Baptist was herald of our Lord's first coming. But he took on himself as his calling to be a herald of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So indeed, oftentimes he made this the theme of his message. The Lord is coming. And I say the same to all of us here. Are you ready? It is the most auspicious and startling event of all human history. The Lord will return. The fame of John Sung spread, and the missionaries from the West came to Singapore and heard of his reputation. Leslie Lyle wrote the book, Flame of God in the Far East. The story of John Sung, who came from Putian. Today, Putian is well known in Singapore as a chain of restaurants emanating from Kitchener Road. Do you know where it is? So there are 9 of them, I'm told. However, Putian is the city where John Sung came from. The people there are known as Hinghuas. Very few that I know who are Hinghuas, and their language is impossible to understand. John Sung burned out for God in 15 flaming years. Amazing. He says God told him, indicated through whatever circumstances, John Sung, you have 15 years. So in that time, he burned out, knowing that his days were numbered. I say, whether you are told or not, let us all understand our days are numbered. John Sung's short and fiery career was known as the Asian Pentecost. Pentecost reminding us of the descent of the Holy Spirit. The event that completely turned events backwards and forwards. When the fire of revival swept throughout China and Southeast Asia, we were part of those who were blessed. You know that John Sung has departed us for nearly something like 70, 80 years. Now, what is the history of John Sung? What did he study, in fact? The little that he studied in America, where he went, was nothing compared to what he did in the sciences. Is there anyone here who can name anyone else in the whole of planet Earth who in 6 years can obtain bachelor, master, and doctorate in chemical engineering? Can you name me anyone? And John Sung did this as a hardship student. What is a hardship student? Work in the day and into the night and study at the same time. Can you do it in 6 years and carry all the top honors and awards? Whatever is available, he won the top one. God bless him with that kind of a genius. But he was to translate that genius into the preaching of the Word of God. Shortly before he decided to return to China, he recalled that his original purpose to go to America was to prepare for the ministry. So a friend suggested he should join the most up-to-date seminary called Union in New York, which he did. But that seminary was the hotbed or one of the originators of the devilish doctrines called modernism and liberalism. When he went through that kind of training, he was so aghast. He came straight to the principal and he says, "I'm in the wrong place. I'm in a cemetery whose president is called Coffin." His name was Sloan Coffin. And the principal says, "Hey, young man, cool down, cool down. You are suffering from brain fever." So he certified him, and he went straight into the lunatic asylum. So he went into this asylum, the mental hospital. Do you know where our mental hospital is? It's very famous, Yio Chu Kang. And people who go there nowadays, they quietly call it the Institute of Mental Health. So you don't know he's mad. However, in this mental hospital, John Sung came to his senses and God's Spirit came upon him and he studied the Bible by himself 40 times in 193 days. You say that is totally impossible. Yes, dear friends, it is not doggedly trying to read page by page, no. But he was given by God a mastermind to flip through chapters and identify the keyword in every chapter, every book. And then in that way he made his own extensive notes. When he finished in 193 days, he was released. And he says, "This was God's seminary to me." From a mental hospital for mad people, he graduated. And he went straight to his principal and says, "You have taught, you devil. Gui tou, gui nao, jiang gui dao." I had never heard this until I came to his meetings. By the way, how old was I? You say, how did you understand this? Dear friends, modern psychologists who study child behavior, they say the child begins to be intelligent and to understand adult matters from the year of 1 year. So watch out. Don't think your children take a long time to mature. So anyhow, John Sung says, you, and he told us this when he was preaching in Teloai Methodist Church where his meetings were held. I name this so that you understand this is a real life person who came to a real life place in a real life street of Singapore called Teloai. You can still see that building there, I'll show you. At that time, 1935, when he first came, we live in the city of Kluang. Kluang is somewhere about 80 miles from Singapore. And we lived there because Father could practice medicine in the state of Johor. And there we made friends with a lady called Miss Leona Wu. Here she is. A beloved lady, graduate of Jinling Seminary for Women in Nanjing. And there she came, became best friend to my mother. And she persuaded our family, oh, Dr. Toh, you and your family must all come to Singapore. Why? Because Dr. John Sung is coming to hold 2 weeks of meetings. When? 1935. End of August to the 12th of December. Amazing. She was so earnest in persuasion, our whole family packed up and went to Singapore. Here is Teloai Methodist Church, a national preserve and monument that cannot be taken down. It is still there today. Dr. John Sung found the best interpreter for his purpose was Miss Leona Wu, the lady who went to Kluang and who persuaded us we must go in here. I said to her, we owe a great debt that because of going, our family found salvation and revival. Let me tell you very briefly John Sung's preaching method. 2 hours times three sessions per day. Do you know when I went to London, the church I attended had a pastor who preached once a week. His telephone is confidential and no one is to disturb him because he is Reverend so-and-so. Not to be disturbed. John Sung says, if you want me to preach here, it's 3 times a day, 2 hours per time, and for 2 weeks non-stop. No wonder when he preached wearing the China gown, he was wet through with sweat. His preaching style was very active, and his song leading by himself. You don't need a song leader. Nowadays, you have a crusade, they say, we need 3,000 voice choir. John Sung is one voice himself, and everybody follows. So he burned out for the Lord. Dear friends, we need a John Sung today. Will God raise a John Sung? We don't know. So, 1935, long time ago, we had Singapore Pentecost. Truly, the whole city was transformed. You say, what are you talking about? Did you notice? Did you witness all this? I say, of course. I was 10. And I told you that children from the age of 1 are already intelligent in many things. So at 10, you can understand a lot of things. Out of that 1 2-week conference, 2,000 confess salvation. Where did I get these statistics from? From the book by Reverend Timothy Toh, which you can buy tonight. Two books written by him. Normally, each book would be at least $7. Tonight, you get both for $7. 100 people gave their lives to serve the Lord, including Timothy Toh, my brother. I did not. But I waited 3 years. 1938, when Dr. Johnson came to Mua. By that time, we had moved to Batu Pahat. And mother says, we are going to Mua today because it is Dr. Johnson's last meeting. Would you like to come? I say, of course, if you take me, I'll go with you. And there I gave my life to serve the Lord. That made all the difference in my life history. Churches were revived. What is revival? I almost don't know what it means. Except that during Johnson time, people wake up at 4:30 to study Bible. Prayer meetings are full house. And the preaching bands like this go out and preach. Who are they? Not seminary graduates, but those who have been revived under Dr. Johnson. Three people make a band. Grandfather, myself, and my other brother. We went out every weekend, Saturday, to where? Bradle Road. You know where this Bradle Road is? We live in Upper Serangoon, so you know where it is. So that was the power of Johnson's preaching. Where was the source of power? Much, much prayer. You know, you cannot invite Dr. Johnson to a welcome party. It's just not on the agenda. Yes, today, yes, you got to fate and to have welcome dinners and so on and so forth. Not for Dr. Johnson. Immerse in God's word only. If you go to his room, he had a restroom upstairs on the top of Telok Ayer Methodist Church. And there he will be studying his Bible. Preach from the Bible. Use simple examples. For example, how to illustrate that you need to come to prayer meeting. If you put all the calls together and the old Chinese, we call it Hong Lo. You know the stove, the bucket stove? And you got a fan, he says, this fan is the Holy Spirit's fire. Breeze. The wind from the Holy Spirit comes in and the people are revived and everybody is on fire for the Lord. Here it is in this old-fashioned bucket stove. But this elder says, or this member says, I don't need to come to pray. They put me inside. So he put him in a separate bucket stove. In no time, that one is black. And no more on fire for the Lord. You never forget that simple object lesson. So people all were revived, so happy to be serving the Lord, burning out for Jesus. All because of Johnson, God's chosen vessel. Now, by the way, am I running over time? I will press on. Here is a testimony from a orang putih. He comes from America. William Schubert, he says, you China people, I come from America and I've not heard anyone like John Sung. I learned from him. In 3 weeks, more than I learned in 3 years in my own seminary. And here is a Chinaman. He taught me my theology. How to understand the theology. I'm not saying you don't stop FEBC, you know. FEBC, you learn your studies in three years. And he learned from Dr. Johnson how to preach from the Bible only, and that from every chapter there is a key word. I don't know whether this is the doctrine today, but this is where Reverend William Schubert learned his preaching power from. So as I said, John Sung's preaching is, if you pre-invite me, be ready to have three times a day. You hear that? It's not once a week, you know. It's three times a day. Morning, 9 o'clock, 2 p.m., and then evening, 8 o'clock. You got to tie a handkerchief around your seat, otherwise you lose that seat. And only from the Bible, and very active kind of preaching. He would run around the stage and hop and jump and shout and gesticulate. John Sung, servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life, says Revelation 2:10. Yes, he was faithful unto death. How was he faithful? The record says, you know, when he had cancer, he died from cancer. When he was sick, he sat down and preached 2 hours still. When he could not sit, he lay down on a camp bed and continued to preach. He never let go. So I say, dear friends, we need God's revival, reviving spirit. Here is the flower over his grave for revivalist and soldier of the cross, John Sung, 1900 to 1944. Now, finally, what are we talking about John Sung for? I say, of a truth, it was good. It was God who called one man called Timothy Toh. That in 1950, he founded the Bible Presbyterian Church. Son of a mother's vow, he almost forgot that vow. Almost turned into a lawyer due thanks to the Japanese occupation. We lived through the 4 Japanese years, all of us speaking Nippongo. And he was one of those who went through not only studying Nippongo, but studying law. How come? Because the Japanese needed magistrates and judges to go and run the courts for them. And they learned, and he enrolled in the law school. He nearly went to London until God called him by what? Death of mother, death of daughter within 5 weeks. 2 deaths. Amazing way of God. And he went to America, came back, founded Life Church. Life. Did I say Life Church? Yes. It was the first church he founded, Life Bible Presbyterian Church. And Far Eastern Bible College, I say God's wisdom is past finding out. Amazing. Amazing. Allowing a man to go through 4 years of Japanese culture to study law and then to enroll in London. But by 2 deaths, spoke to him. You are a child, a son of mother's vow, are you not? And you are a consecration from the day of Dr. John Sung, is it not? He capitulated. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank Thee for the story of the life of John Sung and how Thou didst use him during his 15 flaming years to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ straight from the Word of God. O Lord, may Thou raise more men and women of that caliber to go forth and preach the Word of God without fear or favor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.